Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
I woke up this morning, I woke up at 5:15, which is about 15 minutes before my alarm goes off. But it was one of those mornings where I knew that if I waited till I was going to sleep all the way through it. So I had to get up extra early today.
Absolutely.
Man, morning person, evening person, what are you both?
Being a school teacher, like I would like to say I'm a morning person. I'm really not though. I'm more of a, if you'll let me sleep until about noonish, then we're going to have an awesome day.
Now, are you more creative in the evenings? Does that have something to do with it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got morning brain for sure. So nothing creative's happening in the AM.
I will say this: most creative people, I think, are better late at night. But I was listen. I don't subscribe to everything the guy does. But Joe Rogan actually said he's been super constructive at like 5 a.m. I was like, wow. Not me.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that a lot. Actually, there's a lot of people that say, I know, like Bobby Bones. He talks about starting his morning super early, and I mean, that's just not for me.
Yeah, I'm on autopilot till at least a second cup of coffee. Or just, I'm on autopilot.
And see, I'm not a coffee person, and so maybe if I was, I know.
What is it about it? I know this. Listen, this doesn't have to make the podcast, but. Like, what is it, the taste? Is it that you've only ever had store-bought? Like, what is it?
I'm not sure. I don't know that I could give you an answer. I think being around, see, not next year, but the next year after that, it'll be my 10th year in the school system. And there are just so many teachers that I just feel like are so reliant on coffee to get them through the day to work with kids, and I'm just like, I don't want to be that guy that's reliant on that one thing.
Well, it doesn't help your country do too, and yeah. It's just like baked into the DNA of being country.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna send you some Badger Bros coffee, because I think your problem is you're around teachers drinking Folgers or community coffee, whatever the school district allows to be, you know, bought. But so we're gonna get you some, and I think we can make it work. I just think and slow. You don't have to go to like what I do, where, you know, I will brew a whole pot, and my wife will be like, "Did you make me any coffee?" And I was like, "Well, then we're gonna have to brew a second pot because I'm drinking this whole thing." You don't have to go there. So I think it's a little bit about coffee. But hey, let's talk about music, man. We were talking last night on the Vibe Radio at night. You have not been doing music as long as people would think, based on the quality and how many followers you have on TikTok. Kind of break that down for us. How long have you been doing music?
Yeah, man, actively like trying to pursue it. And as far as like putting a product out there, I've really been like hardcore writing songs for about a year now. I mean, as far as like the music that I have that's on streaming platforms right now, that's my earliest song ready to go. It's only been up since August. So, I mean, I've been writing for a while. Like, and we talked about this last night. I've actually been writing since I was about a senior in high school. But just trying to kind of make a push for this since like, really about the beginning of this year. And so, it's been a wild ride. I've learned a lot of things pretty quick, especially being an independent artist. There's still so much that I don't know, but I am pretty proud of what we've got out there so far.
Yeah, no, and you and I were talking about it last night. The quality is, in fact, I was listening to everything you had this morning real early. You basically started my morning, so thank you for that. And you could hear kind of the progression as the tracks went, and I was really impressed with how much you've grown in such a short amount of time. And, you know, when I was, even when I first started doing the radio thing, but going back further than that, the term independent artist used to have a pretty, I would say, almost negative connotation, and almost as if like, oh, you just haven't taken it seriously yet. You know, that kind of, people had that sort of feeling about it. Like, oh, well, if you're not signed to a label, then you're not really trying. Do you feel like independent artist is not only a badge of honor to wear, but it's actually for some people more viable than signing with a label?
Yeah, man. And I think it's just when you take a look at where we're at right now, as far as the music industry, and things are a lot different now than what they were 10, 20 years ago, when really you needed that label just to be able to be heard. And now we're in an era where people can put out music, I mean, fairly easily. And I don't necessarily think that label tie is super, I mean, it's important, and don't get me wrong, it's going to launch you, but I don't think that it's as adamant and it's as important as what it used to be 10, 20 years ago. And I think that it is kind of a badge of honor, especially if you're going that independent route, and then you say you do blow up, and then you're able to say, you're able to take that ownership and say, you know what, I did this on my own. I bootstrapped it. I was able to do all of this. And sure, I had some help along the way, but it wasn't some label that propelled me into this stardom or something like that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people used to sign with the label because they needed the team that the label had. You know, the label had the marketing team, and the label had the people who are going to handle the tour. And now there's so many freelance people out there that you can almost assemble your own team without having to have the label to facilitate all of those connections. Am I correct?
I'm telling you, yeah, you're exactly right. And that's like I was telling you last night. I've got, and it's not a major big team, but I've got a process that I go through, and I've got a guy, a buddy of mine, who I will go to his place and record because he's got the setup. And then after we get done recording there, we'll send it over to another buddy of ours, and he does the mixing and mastering. And then, I mean, on the best case scenario, there was one song that I had written, and then we did all those steps. And man, from the minute that I finished my last lyric on the song to when I got it back was a week's time, and that was it.
Yeah, that's just crazy. For those of us that grew up recording music in recording studios where you had to like schedule your time and you had to try to squeeze it in because you're paying, you know, $80 to $100 an hour for the space, and you know, you've only got you know, all that budget. It's just unbelievable. And then when you move into the promotional side of putting a track out, I know you and I have been talking about it last night, and we'll talk about it here. TikTok Live is really allowing, for the first time in a long time, really gifted vocalists to be able to say, what you're hearing me do on TikTok Live right now is exactly what you're going to hear on this recording. You're not going to, you know, you're going to be able to listen to this recording and tell that, like, I actually have put the work in to be able to do this thing from start to finish. And a lot of times, whenever you would hear music maybe 5-10 years ago, and then you would go to that person's concert, you and I were talking about, you kind of sometimes would be a little disappointed.
Yeah, man. It's almost kind of like you're trying to find a girlfriend and you find out you get catfished. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. 100. It's exactly the same feeling.
Yeah. No, and I mean, even last night we had a live, me and a buddy of mine, we had a live, and man, by the time, and we talked on the phone, before we started it, and we were just like, hey man, we're just kind of goofing around, you want to go and get on live and hop on there and sing for an hour, and then we'll call it quits. And then next thing we started that at like probably 11-12 o'clock. Next thing we know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and we had only stayed on because the amount of viewers in the room and the amount of likes, and it was just taking off, and people want to stick around for good music. And I think that TikTok lives allow that. I mean, they show up on the For You page when enough people are in there and, you know, showing it love. And I mean, you get that, especially with the radio show. But yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing for a lot of independent artists.
So let's talk about Perfect Storm. We're kind of the track we've been featuring this week. What's the story behind the track? Where's the inspiration, and how long did it take you to put it together?
Man, and that's, I have to have this talk with my girlfriend too. When I write songs, there's not necessarily a story behind it. It's just kind of, I'm a very big melody man. So like I'll hear a sound and then I'll kind of roll with it. And the lyrics kind of just come out. And then, sometimes, my girlfriend thinks that, oh, you wrote this because you were feeling this way. And it's not always that way.
We're not all Taylor Swift.
Exactly. But, no, Perfect Storm. Just, I heard the beat, because being an independent artist, I don't have a band or anything. And so I'll find some tracks that I like to write to. And then, but that beat that, if you'll listen to Perfect Storm, it had I'm trying to think of the song now, but Carrie Underwood has a track where she's talking about storms and it had that same kind of sound to it. And I was like, well, I kind of want to, you know, play with the idea of a storm. And then I was thinking, well, let's try to, what if we're just using like the analogy of a storm and tie it into kind of like how a relationship's going with a woman and how there's the good, there's the bad, but all of it wrapped into one is just this perfect storm. And that's kind of pretty much how it came out.
Love it. Absolutely. Look, before we drop it, I got to ask you two important things. First of all, favorite cartoon and favorite breakfast cereal.
Favorite cartoon. Let me think on that one. Let's go to breakfast cereal because that's an easy one. My favorite breakfast cereal of all time, Fruity Pebbles.
Wow. Sure. Didn't see that coming.
Fruity Pebbles. Yeah.
I'm not hating on it.
Cartoon. We going cartoon like an actual show or are we going like an animated film?
Either way. Whatever you were throwing on Saturday morning with the bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
probably cartoon. I don't know. You may not remember this one, or you might remember this one. I was pretty big on, do you remember Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yes. Cartoon Network. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one. That's a deep cut. We won't have anybody else saying that one. So you picked a cereal that I hadn't had yet and a cartoon. So this one will be a great clip. So, hey, brother.
I'm a weird dude, man.
You have to be. You're a creative man. It's just part of the process. Unfortunately. Hey, brother, I appreciate you this week. Thanks so much for letting us feature your music, and it's been a pleasure. Cannot wait. You've got something else coming out soon. Can you tell us about it, or do we need to keep it under wraps?
Nah, man, we could talk about it. This is I actually got to take a trip to Nashville not long ago, man, that was a blast. I actually got to tour the Grand Ole Opry, got to go backstage, but on my way there, it was a long drive. I was driving for 6.5 hours. I had nothing to do, so I wrote a song called Color Wheels. You guys can check out my TikTok profile. I've got a little snippet of it there. I'm so excited for this one. I think this one's probably one of the most creative songs I've ever written, but it's called Color Wheels and it drops on December 2nd.
Excited for that. We might even be able, we're going to help out a little bit with the launch for that. Stay tuned for that. Cam and I are working on some stuff behind the scenes. Cam, love you, brother. Thanks so much for this week. And we're going to spin this track, Perfect Storm, and you have a fantastic day, brother.
All right, man. Love you. Appreciate it.
Cameron Cowell, ladies and gentlemen, check out his track, Perfect Storm. We'll be back. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.